I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. Income taxes will be going down very slightly in Michigan this fall under legislation passed by the state house. Lawmakers yesterday voted for a 0.1% drop in the tax rate from 4.35 to 4.25%, speeding up the rollback, which is scheduled to take place next year. Republicans say it'll help Michigan residents, while Democrats slam it as giving people back a nickel per week. The legislation now moves to the Senate. Well, just one day after Macomb County made it illegal to sell synthetic marijuana, police in Roseville busted a store selling the material. Two men were arrested yesterday at Smoker's Alley after officers were called to the store, found hundreds of packages of the material under several brand names. A news release says officers also found real marijuana and a handgun, and investigators say those are the reasons the men were taken into custody. All parts of the Tequamanon Falls State Park closed due to a raging wildfire are now back open. Staff members of the park say that they're confident the Duck Lake fire no longer poses a risk to the areas of the park north of M-123. Included in the areas reopened yesterday are hiking trails, stables, picnic area, and Betsy Lake Natural Area. All of those have been closed since May 25th. Well, a man who will be released next year from prison in Texas will face charges in Pontiac when he's out on murder charges. Harris Hernandez is accused of first-degree murder and the stabbing death of his boss, Ramiro Herrera, in April of 2000. DNA evidence in the cold case pointed at Hernandez. He faces life in prison if convicted. East Lansing police are trying to figure out the exact circumstances in the death of a man whose body was found by sixth-grade students on a school playground. The body was located at Glen Cairn Elementary yesterday morning. The students had just finished a math test when they were allowed to go outside. They found the 25-year-old. A gun was found near the body. Flint Emergency Manager Mike Brown is turning over control of the city lockup to a private company. Brown says the lack of insurance for the city was a reason for the privatization, but not everybody is happy with that decision. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news.